Marketplace Morning.
A big announcement is coming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us for the Morning Open, a look at the broader economy as trading gets started for the day. We're looking at some breaking business news this morning. The Justice Department today is expected to announce details of a record settlement with the world's biggest pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. The drug maker will reportedly pay $2.3 billion over allegations it marketed the pain reliever Bextra, maybe others, for conditions different than their approved use. That announcement later, you'll hear details today on Marketplace. Okay, where's Wall Street? Stocks are pretty much tepid this morning. The S&P down about 0.2%. Dow is pretty much flat. NASDAQ, too, flat. European shares are lower. A stock exchange attack in Athens kept Greek shares down. Markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt all down slightly as well. In Asia, stocks closed lower today. In this country, private employers cut 298,000 jobs last month. That number out this morning from employment service company ADP. The figure is just ahead of the Labor Department's August unemployment report that will be released Friday. Richard DeKayser is president of Woodley Park Research. He joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So there's some disappointment in the air this morning. Any reason why with the ADP reading? I mean, that's the lowest we've seen in quite a long time.
Well, you're right. In fact, this is the smallest drop in private sector payrolls we've seen in 11 months. That's the good news. The underlying trend in the labor market is an improving one, though conditions are far from good. But the consensus view was that we'd get an even better number, not the best in 11 months, but the best in over a year. In that respect, it fell short, so naturally there's been some disappointment. But I think this reflects more generally what we're seeing in the markets. Evidence of an improving economy, but concerns now that maybe the news won't continue to surprise us on the upside, and maybe we'll get some disappointments.
Yeah, glass half empty, glass half full, right?
There you go.
BP announced today, Richard, what it's calling a huge discovery in the Gulf of Mexico. It could contain 3 billion barrels. How significant could this oil announcement be, or this find?
Well, I think it's significant, and not just in the immediate sense and with respect to BP itself, where it's clearly very good news, but I think it's significant in terms of the larger picture, where it reflects what's really been a frantic pace of oil exploration, discovery, and development amongst oil producers over the past several years, which is now just beginning to come online. You know, oil prices in the 1990s were around $20 a barrel, and this decade they've been closer to $50 a barrel, and in the past 5 years, in the vicinity of $70. So
yeah.
Producers have been responding. They're drilling. This was the deepest ever drilled well, and that's part of what's going on, too.
We're going to see how it works out. Richard DeKayser, we do appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure.
All right. In a report out today, mortgage bankers are calling on Congress to break up Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into several smaller privately held companies. Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
So far, the two government-controlled lending giants have received nearly $100 billion in federal bailout money. That's kicked off a heated debate over the future of the lenders and how they should operate going forward. The Mortgage Bankers Association essentially wants to backstop future meltdowns in the industry. The group's idea to break up Fannie and Freddie into smaller companies is to prevent having so many mortgages and securities fall under just two government-backed entities. Instead, the MBA wants the smaller companies to pay into a federal insurance fund that would guarantee against catastrophic losses. The MBA says unlike the implied protection of the existing system, the new plan would provide explicit federal backing. The Obama administration is working on its own overhaul plan, but that's not due out until early next year. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Speaking of overhauls, there's a big one about to happen at the Cheyenne Diner. The near seven-decade fixture in Manhattan's being hauled off its perch in Greenwich Village. Condos will be built in its place. And starting next week, a huge flatbed will take the Cheyenne in a couple of parts on a 1,000-mile trek to Birmingham. We don't know how much Alabama businessman Joel Owens paid for the greasy spoon, but I bet the new menu offers fried okra.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
We keep hearing about how the economy is recovering, but a worsening commercial real estate market threatens to derail that. From station WUWM in Milwaukee, Aaron Toner reports.
I'm up on the 32nd floor of Milwaukee's tallest building to meet real estate broker Bill Boniface. We're looking out over the heart of downtown and the Lake Michigan shoreline just a few blocks away.
Which is very pretty today. We have Northwestern Mutual's headquarters right in front of us. And then
Boniface is Executive Vice President of the local C.B. Richard Ellis branch. He's watched Milwaukee's downtown take shape.
Most of what you see has been developed since 1979 when I started in this business.
He says there have been good and bad times over those 30 years, and this is one of the bad ones. Commercial vacancy rates in many Midwest cities are as high as 15%. But in Milwaukee, one in every five offices is empty. The result is a renter's market. Boniface says many of the tenants he represents are going after so-called blend and extend deals,
where they say, Mr. Landlord, our lease is coming up in 2 or 3 years. We're willing to add 5 years to our lease now. We need very little tenant improvement work, perhaps. But what we want a substantial reduction in our rent today.
This is far from what city planners had hoped for earlier this decade. A lot of money had been pumped into redeveloping crumbling urban cores that gave the Rust Belt its name. While skylines have transformed, there's worry the rust could return. Many landlords are in danger of defaulting on their buildings because property values are falling, they're losing tenants, and they can't refinance their loans. Bob Bach is chief economist for Grubb & Ellis.
The amount of distress out there is increasing very rapidly. About $108 billion worth of properties were classified as distressed as of mid-year. Investors are generally waiting. I think there's a feeling that there's going to be this wave of distressed properties coming back to market.
One bright spot is that historic structures are doing better than newer ones. One Milwaukee developer is refurbishing the Pabst Brewery complex downtown. Most of it was built in the 1800s. He's already sold six buildings on the 20-acre site. And this has to be a good sign. The old boiler building now accommodates a commercial real estate firm. In Milwaukee, I'm Aaron Toner for Marketplace.
And in L.A., I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.